You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We just mentioned briefly yesterday that this morning we were going to be talking about something that we called the fleeting hobby, meaning people who pick up a hobby and they try it a few times and then they discard it and then they move on to a new hobby. And I love this topic. Amy wrote in to us. Can I share Amy's note to you?
I wish you would.
She says, my husband has picked up another new hobby. This time he's going to try disc golf. He's 44, and all his coworkers who are just out of college do it all the time. So now he's trying it. I got to jump in here. Oh, yeah. Have you ever tried disc golf?
No, but I see all the nerds out there doing it for sure.
Yeah. My stepdaughter's boyfriend, he's a college student, an engineering student or whatever. He is so into disc golf that he and his dad have gotten in the car and driven like hundreds of miles to either participate in or just watch disc golf tournaments that are going on. Oh,
that's sweet.
I know. And
all right. Okay.
Yeah. So it's a thing. So anyway, Amy's husband is 44. He's trying it out. Let's get back to her note. She says, I think it's his fifth or sixth new hobby this year, and not one lasts more than a month. We've been through rock climbing at the gym, mountain biking. And then she said, yes, we have a $1,900 bike just parked in our garage. He tried yoga for 3 weeks. He tried meditation for about 2 days. And last winter, he got excited about snowshoeing, bought new snowshoes, used them once in January, and they're just in the garage, too. And then she says the classic line, bless his heart. And that is from Amy. You know, we refer to people, at least I do, people like this are seekers, if you will. They are constantly open to seeking out new things and new forms of stimulation. And unless you're dropping $1,900 for a bike that you never use again or brand new snowshoes, I could not encourage this more for people to get out there and just, how do you know what's going to stick unless you try it? So I support seekers unless they go broke their seeking.
So I was going to say the same thing. So because for years and years and years, the term I use is I'm a dabbler. I dabble in things. I've dabbled in piano, drums, taekwondo, skiing, camping, and now e-biking. I'm dabbling in e-biking. Mm-hmm. I've dabbled in gold panning. I've dabbled in fishing. And I think it makes you a more well-rounded person because, you know, when you're in conversations, you know, a little icebreaker situation.
Sure.
You can kind of join in here and there and add your own little tidbits with your experience of dabbling. Dom has been giving me hell the past couple weeks because I did go buy my e-bike. Mm-hmm. And you are predicting that that thing will last one summer before it just sits in the garage and I will never touch it again.
But at least you tried it.
You might be right.
As long as Nicole is okay with you dropping thousands of dollars
she
on an
e-bike. She was fine with it. She finally gave me the green light. She's like, go have fun. Go enjoy yourself. So I am right now. I'm currently loving it. And that's the thing with these hobbies. It's like you go all in on it. You're researching it like crazy. You're watching the YouTube videos. You're like, this is the summer I'm getting my Harley, says Lorenza that texted in a little bit ago. I bought a Harley and sold it. 2 years later, I ended up being too afraid to ride it. But at the time, it's hot and heavy. It consumes you.
I kind of look at
it. Then you start and you're like, screw this.
Yeah, the hobby is where you have to drop a lot of cash. I kind of, in my mind, I equate it to getting a tattoo, right? Instead of going full bore with the tattoo, get the, what are those other ones called? Henna tattoos?
Got ones now that you can just print on your arm even that aren't even henna that last a couple weeks.
Okay, good. See, and I think everyone should test drive a tattoo. But it's the same thing with hobbies because maybe you could have found an e-bike to rent a few times to make sure that you're into it. I don't know. E-bike might not be a great example. But like the snowshoes, I know you can rent those.
Sure, you can. Yeah.
And do that. It's like parents who's like their kid says, I want to play the trumpet. I insist I want to play the trumpet. Get me a trumpet. Buy me a trumpet. So the parents go and buy a brand new trumpet for however godly amount of money.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the kid after 3 weeks is like, I don't like the trumpet anymore. It's like,
The biggest example straight out of my life, Dom, we've joked about it for years, the thousands of dollars of scrapbooking product that I have sitting in my basement because Nick Knack went through her scrapbooking phase.
Sure.
She was making, you know, baby books, wedding books, mm-hmm. You name it. And then all of a sudden it was like, God, this is a lot of work and it's expensive. Now it all sits in the basement.
Yeah.
And I don't have the time to do it.
But, I mean, if people are kind of, I don't know, they're seeking some new form of stimulation, I think generally it's a really good thing because otherwise your brain just gets stagnant and you shouldn't do that. I'm laughing at Terry's note to us. She's talking about Amy, who had written in about all the different things her husband has tried. And Terry says, Amy, be happy he's not trying out different women.
Hey-o!
Well, we don't know if he's not.
You don't know. You don't know.
Katie wrote in and said, acrylic painting. I have the canvases, the brushes. I bought some paints. Some friends and family members gave me paints. I haven't painted in 2 years. I have an ex-relationship of mine, and she got turned on to mosaics, which is another one of these crafty things. Sure. I wonder how many fall into the crafting category, like Nicole's scrapbooking.
I dabbled in oil painting. I did all those Bob Ross classes and everything.
Bob Ross painting.
I did all that. Yep.
Katie did the acrylic painting. My ex was into mosaics, where you take a bunch of little colored stones, you know, and you make pretty pictures, and I think that lasted maybe a month.
Yeah. Here's a crafty one. Sammy says, making my own greeting cards. Sounded fun at first. Then it just turned into a tedious, annoying task where I'd walk away with four or five cards and about 25 paper cuts.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny. Yeah,
that's a good one.
That's funny. Here comes on the phone, Jessica. Jessica, what was your fleeting hobby? What was it?
I bought a miniature dollhouse. And it's still sitting unfinished in the basement.
Were you going to put little miniature furniture in it and little miniature people?
Yes. I'm looking all over for them, but I just never finished it. So, like, I bought it, like, early in the spring, and then I was like, oh, I can work on it. Yeah. And then I started a garden, and I had to tend to the garden. And, yeah, I have the attention span of a gnat.
How old are you?
Early 40s,
starting her own little dollhouse. All right, that's cute, I guess. That's cute.
Yeah.
Or not.
Well, I thought it could be something with me and my daughter, you know, that we could
that's
do
cute.
Together. And then she was just
bonding.
Like, oh, yeah, it's cool. And then it fizzled out for her, too. So.
Yeah.
Yep. Jessica, I'm so glad you called. Thank you for being on the show. Have a fun day, okay?
Bye, Jess.
Bye-bye.
Here's
appreciate
a Rachel.
You,
she said, boys, cake decorating was my jam for about 3 months. Then I started adding up the time and the ingredients. You can get one just as good at Target.
Right.
Yeah, all right. That's a good
one. Right. Here's Charlie on the phone. Charlie, what was the hobby?
Ukulele. During the pandemic, my goddaughter, who is trying to be a professional singer, was trying to give lessons. And I used to play piano, regret giving it up, used to play guitar. So I'll try ukulele. And for 6 weeks, I did it. It was getting pretty good. Managed to cut the tip off of one of my fingers while I was cooking, and I haven't touched it since. So.
How did you cut the tip of your finger off?
I'm kind of a klutz, you know, cutting vegetables or, you know, mandolin or something like that. I don't know. It's just one of those
off
things.
It went, huh? Into the stir fry. Ow.
But the follow-up to that is I'm having a piano delivered on Monday.
Oh, Charlie.
Oh,
is the
Charlie.
Piano just going to end up sitting there?
Did you get
it
for
just
free?
Just going to sit there?
Was it free at least?
I don't know, but I do regret giving up the piano when I was young, and I've already talked to two piano teachers about taking lessons, so we shall
see. Right.
And it's the same goddaughter.
Well, good luck.
Well, listen, is it like a baby grand or something?
No. It's just an upright. But I am
an upright?
Trying to sell
okay.
my dining room. Yeah. I have an 800-square-foot house, so I'm selling my dining room set to make it fit.
So, again, did you get it for free or did you have to buy it?
No, I got it for free. The same goddaughter, her grandfather passed, and
good. Well, at least it was free.
It was his piano.
Because you can go into like Facebook Marketplace, and people are dying to get rid of their pianos.
You bet.
You can't unload them.
It's the truth. It's like, by the way, Charlie, thank you for that phone call. It's like if your kid expresses an interest in buying drums, like Gretchen's daughter did many years ago, don't buy a new drum set. You can find hundreds of them from people whose kids asked for a drum set. And then, like, within a year, they're selling it. So
fizzled out, yeah.
Trust me, they are all over the place.
Pro tip.
Boy, we are getting slammed with text messages about all of this.
Here's Darren. He said, I really got into smoking meats, which is another thing I love. Spent about $3,000 on the smoker and all the accessories. I think I've smoked 2 chickens. It's been sitting for 2 summers. And then Jill says, got really into fake flower arranging for about 6 months. Did all the research, watched YouTube, like Jeremy said, went to fake flower conventions. Mm-hmm. Jill says, I stopped because it's stupid and nobody wants gifts of fake flowers.
Oh, no.
True that, Jilly.
You know, it's funny, Rick has a cautionary tale here because we all, like, do something one time, and that's what gets us so fired up about it. Rick says, I went go-karting once, so then turned around and bought a racing go-kart and trailer and all the clothing to surprise the kids at Christmas. We drove it a dozen times in 8 years, and it sits in the garage untouched. And he put 6 dollar signs along.
Oh, yeah. Now it's just taking up space.
Yeah, that's the thing. You know, you do something one time, you're like, I'm going to do this all the time.
Sell that immediately.
Get the henna tattoo, people.